do you trust? That one question seems to be hurting big box retailers and helping the techie brick and mortar stores. But why is that?
Well, for the answer, we turn to Rick Newman. He's the chief business correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the book Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Good to have you back here, Rick.
Hi, guys.
You know, it's interesting. You go by any Apple store, and there's always a line out the door. You got customers huddled around all the Apple products. Why are Apple and Microsoft stores doing so well and the other big box retailers aren't?
I'll tell you, I wouldn't stand in line to get inside an Apple store, but a lot of people do. And Apple obviously has remade the whole concept of retail stores. I mean, we think that retail is struggling, and Apple has proved otherwise. It can be a great business if you know what to do with it. But we still hear about big stores such as Best Buy and JCPenney and some others that are really struggling. And, you know, we've heard about this trend called showrooming, where people go to certain stores like Best Buy to check out the merchandise, and then they pull out their smartphone and they order the same thing from an online store such as Amazon. So Best Buy has tried to come up with a new policy saying, well, we'll just match the low price you find on the internet. And the interesting thing that's happened is a lot of people are still saying, no, we still don't want to buy it here, even if you've matched the price. And the reason is they just don't trust retailers that are always coming up with new types of gimmicks. And they do tend to have a lot more trust in online retailers like Amazon, because they think it's just more of a straightforward deal and the service is good. So that spells a lot of trouble in the future for Best Buy and JCPenney and some others.
How does a business go about pivoting from that negative impression and changing it?
It's a long-term process, and that's something we've seen in JCPenney's effort to transform itself. They tried to upgrade the brand image by saying a year or two ago, well, we're going to stop all these discounts and sales. We're really not very profitable. We have kind of a downtrodden image. They wanted to make it more upscale, everyday pricing type of thing. That didn't work. That scared away a lot of the regular customers, so now they've gone back to discounting once again, and nobody really knows what JCPenney is. If you contrast that with Apple, you know, Apple's identity is very clear. It has built trust with customers over several years. You could even say more than a decade. And that's why Apple can open stores and get people to come flocking there and almost just like they want to hang out in the store, whether they buy something or not. So it's that long-term brand equity that I think is more important than it's ever been. And it's very hard to build. You can't just build it by throwing sales and discounts at customers anymore.
All right, Rick. Interesting stuff. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. See you.
Rick Newman is Chief Business Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report.